father, who he is as a coach, who he is as a believer. There's nothing negative I could ever say about this man. I think what's happening, there's a reset of expectations. Yes, Travis was out. Yes, Shiloh was out. I do believe if Travis and Shiloh would have played, they would have beat USC, and the world would have been on notice once again. They have enough to make a run, but to get over the hill, I don't know if this is their year. What's up, everybody? It's your boy. No, your host, the one and only, back with another episode. Look, I want to break down college. I'm sorry I had to step away. I had to get the immune system back. You see, I still sound like a frog, but I'm here for you. It's going to be an amazing episode. And guys, it's going to be live. It's going to be lit. We got some amazing things coming around for 2023, 2024. Stay tuned. But this episode in particular, we have to cover what has been not discussed. You know, when it comes to rankings and trying to understand who the best teams are and the best QBs and Heisman and all this, sometimes things get lost in the sauce. So in this episode, we're going to cover top five college teams. We're going to go over Colorado back to reality, and we're going to look at some alarming stats, some things that we might have overlooked, some things that we weren't paying attention to, because the truth of the matter is, it's time for today's show, because it is what it is on the CVMK show. Quick word from our sponsors.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CVMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
All right, y'all, got it with me. I told y'all I was going to be on deck with it. The Whey is out today. The best whey protein you only need. Comes with over 31 scoops, so over a month supply, y'all. 110 calories, less than 1 gram of sugar, less than 1 gram of carbs. All it has is whey protein isolate, chocolate, and digestive enzymes. I mean, literally, it's just for muscle, just for fat burning, just for body transformation. I want you to look good. I know you can. Get it today, www.cvnkglobal.store. Okay, look, when we get into it, and I made a little presentation for us to go through, we really have to break down what's going on. You know, hype is everything. Hype is real. You can feel hype. You can see hype. You can interpret hype. But one thing about hype, it covers a lot of failings, and it also blinds you from true dark horses. I'm not saying that one team has been blown up or has been overly covered. I'm saying other teams haven't had their fair share this season. And it's fine. You're the hot new thing. You're the young kid on the block. You got all the bells and whistles. It's your time. But what if we're not talking enough about Georgia? Georgia is 5-0 this year. With their quarterback, Carson Beck, they have been tremendous. I want to go over Carson Beck's stat line because maybe we're just sleeping. Five games, over 1,400 yards, 1,497 yards, totally, to be total exact. Seven TDs, decent. Two picks. QBR 79.2. Is Carson Beck Caleb Williams? No. Is Carson Beck Bo Nix? No. Is Carson Beck Shador Sanders? No. What is Carson Beck? Stable, sturdy, winner. You don't see any highlights. You don't see 80-yard throws. You don't see any amazing, taunting gestures. But you see a record because there's a team around them, because one person cannot do it by themselves. Georgia might be built for a championship this year. And I think it's time for us to acknowledge that this team is primed and ready for a national run. But it's not just Georgia. You have teams like Michigan, Texas Longhorns, Ohio State, Florida State. And it seems like the script is written. Georgia's last tough opponent they went down to the wire with was Auburn. They ended up beating 27-20. It's not that they had a dominating performance or it was a stellar game. They did what they had to do. Something that is missing from all this. Remember the movie Mighty Ducks? The second one. The one everybody kind of slept on. Everybody remembers the first one. First one changed, you know, perception of hockey, introduced everything from diversity to entertainment. It was the first time, you know, I think it brought a certain flair and hip hop and suburban culture to hockey. But in the second one, when they went to the Junior Olympics, what did he tell Gordon Bombay? You're only as valuable as you win. You're nothing to us if you don't win. You have to take care of the main thing at all times. And the main thing is, it's time to win. The reason why we want to call this stability over being dynamic is because when you look at Jordan Beck, even though his stats are impressive and this is provided by ESPN, you know, from height, you know, solid height and weight, he's prototypical. You know, I don't know if he's a top five or even a top 10 QB pick. But I do know one thing. He's solid. Like a Derek Carr. Like he's just solid. Sometimes in a world of uncertainty, stability is the greatest asset. And right now, Carson Beck is that asset. He's solid, right? So Georgia's put together a winning program. Obviously, they've had time to recruit. They've had time to scout. They've had time to build layers because Rome isn't built in a day. So you can't expect somebody to come in and change it all around. But I will say one thing. Colorado is coming. This most likely is not their year, but next year, be on the lookout. But for right now, it seems like between Georgia and the University of Michigan, we have a real dogfight on our hands. Speaking of the Go Blue, the University of Michigan team with Harbaugh is, I want to say now, 5-0. They've done a fantastic job. They have a fantastic program. They have a bunch of almost like, I don't want to say like blue collar, but just people that go out there and get it, right? They, trying to pull up my stats, they are sitting there and they just beat Nebraska 45-7 on Saturday. They play Minnesota this week. That's a win. Week prior to that, they beat Rutgers 31-7. They're dominating teams. They're just not, you know, the third in the Big East, right? Yep. They're just not, and they think they rank second in the AP national poll. They're just not beating, you know, teams, you know, just to beat them, getting by. They're shutting them down. There's a secret to success. You know what that secret is? Consistency. University of Michigan has been consistent with the quarterback of J.J. McCarthy. They have really stepped up. They have really shown why they are doing what they're doing. The thing about Jonathan James McCarthy is to look at him, you know, 20 years of age, 6'3". I mean, he's just, you know, you're like, okay, just, you know, I think a dime a dozen. But when you kind of assess his ability and his galvanizing and his team, he just fits the mold. He's true blue. He's University of Michigan. So I think the team is primed and they're prepped and they have an amazing coach. I think they're going to go far. I can see them doing well in the playoff situation. I can see them competing for a national championship. I can see them going far and fast because they have built around stability. And I keep telling you, you have to be stable in times of uncertainty. When we go through what stability looks like, it's really about a numbers game. The numbers don't lie. Current in the AP poll conference right now, the second I mentioned that. And Big Ten in the East Division, they're winning. Jim Harbaugh is 4-0. But look where it gets funny. For points per game, they're averaging almost 32 points per game, which of all the 133 college teams, they're ranked 54th. But here's where they get you. Defense. Points against, they only allow 23 opposition points per game, which is first out of 133. It's the defense that's doing the work, and the offense has enough stability and enough girth where they can create those type of gaps. So it seems like to me, the conversation that should be dominating the headlines is, are you true blue or are you with Georgia and are you a Bulldog? We talk about getting back to reality. I love Colorado. I'm rooting for. I love everything about Coach Prime, who he is as a person, who he is as a father, who he is as a coach, who he is as a believer. There's nothing negative I could ever say about this man. I think what's happening, there's a reset of expectations. Yes, Travis was out. Yes, Shiloh was out. I do believe if Travis and Shiloh would have played, they would have beat USC and the world would have been on notice once again. They have enough to make a run, but to get over the hill, I don't know if this is their year. Let's listen to the post-game interview and assess it ourselves.
A wonderful win. Joking. Wonderful game. Played our hearts out. I just addressed the team and told them that I love each and every one of them, coaches included, because they were resilient. They did not give up when they had multiple opportunities to give up. They fought to the end. We sustained injuries. Next man up came in and did their thing. Barion played his butt off. The thing. He had a buck 96. Who else? Several guys played. Kamani came in and contributed tremendously. Did a great job going in. still had some special teams weren't special. As normal, we got to fix this. We say this every week, but we truly got to fix this one way or another. The running game showed its face, and you see how better the offense flowed with the running game. We're still getting out to tardy starts. We got to come out ready to play it. I don't know. I got to fix that myself personally. We can't come out and make a surge and right before halftime, then we start saying, okay, we're in the game. They played wonderfully. The quarterback was resilient. They ran the ball. They had hit us with some big play screens and some backside things. But, you know, coaches always say, we didn't do this or we didn't do that. They force you into doing certain things and they force you into making mistakes. But we got to just fix the little issues that we're having.
I think that says it all. It's the little issues. Colorado actually has the team to beat. Their box office. Every time you look up. I mean, think about it. In the NFL, the only celebrities that have come out to see the Super Bowl champs has been Taylor Swift and Ryan Reynolds. Every game Deion plays at, people show up. I'm surprised President Obama hasn't showed up. I mean, The Rock has been there. Quavo has been there. The Baby has been there. You know, Michael Irvin, LeSean McCoy, Emmanuel Achiojoy. Every time you can turn around, there is some big name, big face, big personality. Stephen A. Smith, Shannon, that has been to the game because they are electrifying. They have gravitational pull. They're struggling with injuries, as every team will. But sometimes when you are top heavy and there's not enough depth, they don't have the trenches, the people in the trenches to really get down and dirty, it can become a dogfight, right? And a dogfight, you don't always win. I think with them, Colorado is just a season away. Quarterback is fine. He decides to jump to the NFL more than capable. He'll be fine. If Shador comes back, he's guaranteed best quarterback in NCAA next season. Travis is amazing. Shiloh is really, really good. But you need other. You need the big, I call them the big thickums. You need the 6'3", 400 pounds, 6'5", 450 pounders. You need the big guys, the big thickums on the roster. You know, when you look at Colorado, it looks like everybody has a six-pack. Everybody's in shape, and it's great for the gram. But it's not great for football. Who's going to hit the hole? Who are these larger-than-life individuals that can plug a gap? And that's what Colorado's missing. They're missing protection for Shador. Shador does not need to live on life support. And, you know, he needs, like Caleb, he needs 10 seconds to just do whatever he wants to do. But he also, they need the big guys to go get after the QB, get after the running back on the defensive end. They need to be able to plug the gap. And right now, they're a little small. We need some, you know, meatier individuals, some weightier individuals that can really do the job and really exude that type of athleticism. But Colorado's on their way. This is not Deion and Coach Prime Sanders didn't do anything. No, Mr. Coach Prime Sanders did everything. The program is great. The students are great. You went from a team that won one game to a team, you know, that is more than double, triple that, is said has raised over $90 million in the first, four games of revenue. They've broken every record from attendance to participation to school spirit to financial revenue to TV coverage. There's nothing that the team has not been successful in. They just need time. Greatness takes time. And right now, I think this is a reality check for Colorado, for them to reset. This year has to be about, you know, doing well in the division. you know, qualifying, doing well, if you make the playoffs, do what you have to do, but it should be a building block for next season, honestly. Can he turn it around the Pac-12? Yes. Honestly, beating USC should have been their game. I think if they would have beat USC, you know, only thing we could have talked about on Monday was Colorado, right? It's not the Bears, but just like going 0-17. But, you know, for Coach Prime and the staff in Colorado, for the CU fan base, this has to be a day-by-day, week-by-week thing, and I think it's just a time for a reality check so that the team can be better positioned for next year. We'll be right back with a quick word from our sponsors.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
All right, y'all, get it today, www.cvnkglobal.store, where it goes down. Use code THEWAY for 15% off. Get Superpower, get the stack, get super thick, get the protein. The way, trust me, it is the way. www.cvnkglobal.store. Look, like with all things, it takes time. College football, to me, is at an all-time high right now. I would say college football is the best on TV. College football is exciting. It's watchable. It's competitive. It's entertaining. It's dramatic. It's tantalizing. It's fierce. But what it's not dominated with excuse or negligence. As I sip my coffee, let me think on this. The reason why I say that, sometimes when you're watching the professional leagues, the professional teams, and I don't even know if that's even appropriate anymore, because with name, image, and likeness and collegiate players being paid and the money that comes into the programs, it's a professional league. The NCAA is professional. Let's just be honest. They're a professional league. When you're comparing this professional league to that professional league, one thing that is for certain, you could say, the other professional league with the grown individuals seem like they don't care at times. Seems like they're always injured, always complaining. They're always getting in trouble. There's a lack of discipline. There's a lack of togetherness. And they're one tweet away from it all exploding. We've seen this. We've seen players go live in the locker room doing a coach's speech. We've seen players' work ethic being questioned, players coming in and the offseason out of shape. We've seen lackluster performances. But what we've never seen from college is a quitting spirit. As a fan, it is nice to watch something that has value. When I get home from a long day of work, I worked out, I made my content, done the business, done the other business. I don't want to watch something that feels like a bunch of spoiled millionaire athletes getting away with basically highway robbery because they don't care. Because when they look at their account, they're set for life. the family is set for life. And my entertainment comes third, not even second, as a priority. I think there's a misunderstanding. I'm all for player empowerment. I'm all for doing right by the players. I'm all for taking care of the players, making the game as safe as possible in every which way. But at the end of the day, you have a job to do. You have a job. You have a responsibility, a moral obligation to fulfill your duties. And if you cannot, we have to find someone who can. Players have forgotten that. In the NFL and in the NBA, it seems like there is a forgottenness about, I don't have to be rich. I don't have to have a million Instagram followers. I don't have to have a Nike deal. I can be working and applying for jobs via LinkedIn, going through six rounds of interviews for a job that does not pay me seven figures. That is the reality for a lot of people, for millions of individuals who spend their hard-earned money to support millionaires who have forgotten that. My word of the day is count your blessings and always be grateful, because there might come an athlete or there might come an organization that understands that attitude is altitude, and a penalty system could be implemented that drives this spirit of laziness, this spirit of entitlement out of the player's vocabulary, and then the owners will have the power again. Remember, life is a pendulum swing. If we have spent the last 15 to 20 years shifting in the advances of players' mobility, it is only appropriate that the pendulum shifts back, because that's what life is. It's about balance. So my forewarning to all our players, all our athletes, when you lace up, when you tie up those shoes, remember, there's somebody who is living paycheck to paycheck that is paying to come see you. I'll be back. Last word.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, CVNK33. Look, you're watching the CVMK show, the Cody Brenner Marshall show, because it is what it is. So what you waiting on? Subscribe, share, like, comment, or whatever you do, stay tuned. CVMK show.
Yo, www.cvnkglobal.store, where it goes down in the building. Because it goes down in the DMs. I want you to do it today. It is what it is underscore show. Subscribe, CVNK underscore global. On the Instagram, follow us for all the latest, greatest supplements, fitness, and motivation that you need. The community, the tribe that you're looking for, and CVNK33, TikTok, CVNK Globe. But right here, where the best podcast is, YouTube at CVMK. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.